Time now for the Left of Lansing Monday Musing for September 15th of 2025. I'm Pat Johnston. I understand there's been tons of hot takes and missives said and written ever since white Christian nationalist, MAGA right-wing talker, influencer, and activist Charlie Kirk's assassination last week, and I devoted last week's Left of Lansing Friday short on how MAGA Republican authoritarians were using Kirk's death to stamp out any independent, progressive, and common-sense speech that simply revealed Kirk's career of spewing hate-filled, fact-free nonsense to split apart America's working class so his big-money oligarch benefactors gained more governmental control to enrich the entire oligarch class. And there's so much more going on in our country that's being done to tear apart the working class that I really need to highlight, and I will. But as I peruse news stories and the cesspool that is social media, especially Twitter, I noticed MAGA Republicans following the authoritarian playbook of using a tragedy in their making, by the way, to eliminate freedom of speech and expression of those they deem the enemies. Dear Leader Trump on Sunday proclaimed that when it comes to political violence or violence in general, the problem is on the left, it's not on the right, and millions in the MAGA cult will actually believe that, choosing to conveniently forget or put aside how Dear Leader himself called for the January 6th insurrection in which a violent mob from the MAGA cult beat up police officers. Let's not forget something more recent when an anti-vaxxer killed a police officer inside the Centers for Disease Control last August. Hell, let's not forget the exact same day that Charlie Kirk was killed via gun violence that a teenager walked into his school, shot two of his classmates who remain in critical condition before shooting himself dead, and who was apparently fascinated with previous mass shootings including Columbine and expressed neo-Nazi views online according to The Guardian. Plus, the shooter's TikTok apparently contained white supremacist symbols and words. Yet not a word from Dear Leader or MAGA Republicans or MAGA media people or influencers on that one. Same with the cop at the CDC who tried to save lives while a right-wing anti-vaxxer shot up the place. But MAGA Republicans tried to get everyone to buy into the fact that a leftist shot Charlie Kirk, when in reality, it appears to be someone who believed Kirk, J.D. Vance, and Dear Leader aren't right-wing enough. And then there's the sad irony, and it is a sad irony, that Kirk was shot and killed while he was trying to blame America's gun epidemic on gang violence alone. Michigan MAGA Republican State Senator Jim Runstedt tweeted over the weekend that Democrats calling the Trump regime fascist or MAGA Republicans racist are the reason that Charlie Kirk was murdered by a gun, I must add, by the way. Runstedt said that this kind of rhetoric must end, while one of his own, MAGA Republican nutball, State Representative Matt Maddock of Milford, routinely calls Democrats communists because, you know, Democrats want to tax his beloved Betsy DeVos an extra 1-2% in taxes. But that's not inflammatory rhetoric, right? I'd like to also note that Runstedt was the lone vote against the Juneteenth holiday to mark the end of slavery in this country, just saying. But his declaration that this rhetoric must end is part of the overall authoritarian MAGA playbook to silence those from speaking truth. And then there's all this cancel culture going on, where MAGA Michigan cult members are monitoring the free speech of business employees, teachers, and professors, and even posting pictures of schools that did not adhere to that insane order that all flags must fly at half staff for someone who didn't believe in public schools, who didn't believe in teachers. And I haven't even brought up how Charlie Kirk preached how empathy made America weak because, you know what, I will show empathy for his children, but that's what we on the left do. We show empathy. We actually believe in it. Those who claim to follow Jesus Christ, they find it difficult to find empathy in their hearts. Also, by these MAGA Michigan Republicans posting pics of schools, not flying flags at half staff, they are putting schools in danger here in the near future. Then there's a post by MAGA Republican State Senator Eric Nesbitt, who's also running for governor, saying they've created a million Charlie Kirks. They. Who does he mean by they? Kirk's alleged murderer appears to have been more right-wing than MAGA, but Nesbitt seems to insinuate that the they is the left. Again, that's part of the MAGA playbook. MAGA wants to eliminate independent voices, progressive voices, and any voice that doesn't conform to their warped authoritarian ideology, which I find strange because all I'm hearing is how Charlie Kirk championed free speech and championed debate. Well, that doesn't seem to be the case now with MAGA Republicans, does it? LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.